Yes. Well, boy, I tell you, what a crowd. I mean, what a crowd. Amen. Good looking congregation for the most part of you. There's one or two of you that are not, but you know who you are. Amen. So, oh, we're glad to be here today. We have had it's hard to explain. About a week like we've had this week. We say, boy, it's been fun, and it has. But it's much more than that. It's been good, and it has. But it's much more than that. It has been almost overwhelming. I mean that. To have a holy and righteous God, that His dwelling place is in heaven, to come down and be with us this week in His Spirit. Oh, that's awesome. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. And if you've missed it, I'm sorry. I wish you hadn't have, but we can't go back. We can't go back. And the thing is, we don't want to. Amen. I don't want to go back. It's been good, but I like where I'm at. Amen. So praise the Lord. It is good to see you this morning. If you'll open your Bibles to the book of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter number 40. Isaiah chapter number 40, we'll begin reading in verse 28. Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 28. If you're able to stand with us today as we read the Word of God, we would appreciate that. If you cannot, God understands. Miss Pam has a couple of CDs out in the foyer there if you're interested in them. Some have asked, and so are we got some out there, and you see us after the service and take care of that. But it's been a joy, been our pleasure to be with you, church, this week. We thank you, Pastor, for inviting us again, and it's been our privilege to be here and praise His holy name. Isaiah chapter 40 and verse number 28, the Bible says, "Hast thou not known?" Question, "Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard? That the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of His understanding." Now, we want to read this verse again. We're going to read through 31, but I want us to read it again. I think we need to take note at what He's saying. He's asking the question, and then He begins to explain whom the question is about. Amen? And so He says, "Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God," He's not through, "the Lord," He's not through, "the Creator of the ends of the earth," now, this is what you should have heard, "He fainteth not, neither is weary." Amen? "There is no searching of His understanding." He understands beyond all our imagination. He still understands. We often say this, "Well, I'm sorry I wasn't here, but God understands." And little do we know, but God does understand. But wait, He doesn't understand what our excuse is. He understands why we weren't here. You say, "Well, what does that mean?" He understands the real motive behind the reason we weren't here. Now, it's not just being in church, it's in everything of our life. Amen. He understands. In other words, listen, He knows. Amen. No matter what the front is we put off out here, God knows in here. Amen. That's what He's talking about. Verse number 20. "He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, He increaseth strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall." He says it's going to happen to everyone. Amen? And then look in verse 31. "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint." Amen? Let's pray. Father, we want to thank You this morning for Your precious Word. Oh God, thank You for speaking to my heart through Your Word this week. Lord, thank You for all that You've done. And Lord, it's amazing, but Lord, You've only got greater things in store for us. We thank You. We ask you now, Lord, to bless and help us in this hour as we preach your word. Father, speak to hearts this morning. Lord, deal with those that are lost today. God, help them to know that you do understand. And Lord, that you really care about them. And Lord, help them to come to that place and time in their life where they call upon you and ask you to come into their heart, forgive them of their sin, and save them. For Lord, we know the answer, and it'll be yes, and you'll do it. Lord, we pray for Christians that are here this morning that have not yet got to that place that you want them to be. Lord, they're still in progress. We all are. I know that, Father, but some just haven't made the right moves to get right back. I guess we should say the right choices. Lord, I pray this morning, God, that you'll deal with them in such a way, Lord, that they'll just want to do that is right and make the right choices. Help them, Lord. Then I pray, Father, for those, God, that came into the week already excited about you and serving you, and those that came into the week not there, but Lord, now here they are. They're excited about you. Lord, that joy is overwhelming in their life. They're excited about living for you. They're looking forward to tomorrow. Lord, when they can go back to the job and tell someone about what great things our Lord hath done. Lord, would you help us today? Help us to keep that zeal. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. We look here in these scriptures and we begin to realize it's God. Amen. Hast thou not known and hast thou not heard? It's about the things of God. And well, I tell you, this week God has went to us as individuals. Now I like it. I like it when someone is showing me something. And maybe they're showing us all something. And they'll say, now, this is a remote. I don't know what it goes to. But it's a remote. And it's got buttons all over it. And they're showing us all this. That sometimes can be exciting. But you know what I like? I like it when that person comes to me and sits down and says, look, here's the buttons. And explains it one-on-one. Amen? Any of you like that? I learn a little bit more when it's like that, to be honest with you. We have experienced a week this week where God has brought His goodness and mercy to us as individuals. And He's revealed Himself. I get excited, excuse me. He's much more than a remote. Amen. But God has come to us. He started last Sunday morning. Actually, He started before that when you started making preparations for Him. He started coming to you then. Amen. Because that's what He's after. He's after you, wanting you to get to that place where you're making preparation so He can speak and deal with your heart. Amen. And the moment you did, God began to come to you personally and begin to reveal some things to you about Him. You say, oh no, He's revealed some things about me. No, He really didn't. You already knew the things about you. He began to reveal some things about Him. About His understanding is beyond all human expectations. He really understands our situation. Here's the good thing about it. He not only understands my situation, but He's going to help me in my situation. He doesn't look at me, oh, I understand. All right, you sorry scum. No. That's not God. He pulls me up and He hugs on me. And He says, I understand. I know you're weak. And you're frail. And the very best you can do, it's a mess. But I love you. And I'll strengthen you. And I'll help you. Somebody holler for me. Amen. I'm telling you, that's God. And He's done that this week in our lives. You haven't been here, you're saying, what's this all about? Bless your heart. That's what we're trying to get across. It's Him. It's all about Him. We have finally gotten to the place, some of us this week have gotten to the place where we realize it's not about me. We've heard that for years, but we still think it's all about me because all of our choices are made up on what the flesh wants. And now we've come this week to a place where we realize it's not about me. Oh God, it's all about you. Amen. What a wonderful week. But wait, hold on. God didn't do that just for a week. He didn't do it that we might rejoice. Boy, Brother Randy, we started last Sunday rejoicing. We've been rejoicing all this week, and it's going to go through today. Praise the Lord, isn't this great? Whoa, 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 wait. God's much bigger than that. You see, it won't just last a week. It'll last as long as we really want it to. Amen. As long as we acknowledge Him and give thanks in all things. You know what? We have not been in revival. We are in revival. Amen. I mean, you say, Brother Danny, I don't know if this is a kind of revival. You wait. Don't you let humans give you the expectations of what revival ought to be. You let God just give you a revival. Amen. You say, well, I wasn't here, so I missed out. Get in on it. Just get in on it. Amen. Oh, listen, here he tells us in verse 31, but they that wait, that word, I've shared this with you before, but that word wait is not standing around. What are you doing? I'm waiting on the bus. We're not waiting on God like that. This word wait means to serve. Amen. To serve. To wait. To attend to. Amen. And we're to serve the Lord. Amen. And while we serve the Lord, the whole time we're serving the Lord, we think, if I make the choices that the world wants me to make, then I'll be a happier person, and I'll have rest, and I'll have peace, and I'll have all these other wonderful things if I make the decision that the flesh wants me to make. It'll be so good. But if you notice, it's just totally the opposite from that. But if we decide, if we make the right choice to follow Jesus, amen, we're going to serve the Lord. We're going to wait upon Him. Yes, Lord, what else do you want? Yes, Lord, can I get you anything else? Yes, Lord, can I tell somebody else about Jesus? Yes, Lord, can I? It's about serving Him, amen. And when we make that right choice, you know what? We'll find rest for our soul. As a matter of fact, the Bible says we'll find rest for our weary souls. And you know what we'll find? We'll find peace. Amen. That's the reason some of us don't have it yet. Because we're not waiting or serving the Lord. We're still serving self. But God says that He'll strengthen us. Amen. You see, it's been amazing. It always is. As God brings things about Him to our attention. You see, Brother Randy needs to see some things here that no one else would, it would help. But Miss Kathy is hopeless. No, I'm sorry. I had to say that. I apologize. I would say that, but with God, all things are possible. Miss Kathy needs to see something different. It will affect her in a different way. You know what the Lord has done? He's visited with us individually this week, and He has attended to the things that Danny needed this week. Amen. He has brought to me the attention of Himself in areas that I needed to see Him in that may have not done you any good. You may have not gotten it. Not that you're not any more intelligent. This is not about intelligence, okay? It's much bigger and better than that. It's about God. And so God comes and He reveals Himself to us in different ways. Now, He's God, all right? I hope you understand what I'm talking about. He manifests Himself through things that we need in our life that strengthen us and help us to serve Him. Amen. And He has come individually and visited with us this week. And He's worked on us individually. I've had some of you come to me and you tell me, each one of you have told me different stories about what God has done for you. It's been different. Amen. But it's all been God. It's all been God. Amen. Well, you know what God has done this week? Now listen, I want to refresh our memory what God has done. And I want us to hold on to what God has done. I mean, don't turn it loose. Don't let the devil take this week away from you at the end of the week. Amen? I mean, just because, well, Brother Danny, Miss Pam left. Hey, wait. Who is it that has been visiting with you and talking to your heart? God. Hallelujah. Amen. So just remember that. Amen. Why, next Sunday morning, as a matter of fact, Wednesday night, you know what you ought to be? You ought to be ready and come to God's house. Hey, He's the one that met with you this week and helped you in the areas you needed help in. Don't you dare let Him down now. Hey, He's got more to show you. Amen. He's got more to show you. See, the devil always, he gives us his very best up front. That's what entices us to him. He gives us his very best up front. Why? Because he don't have anything that'll last very long. The Bible says there's pleasure in sin for a season. So it won't last very long. But God, he gives us his best and keeps giving us his best. And you know what his best is? It's that old Alabama English. It just gets gooder and gooder. Amen. Well, some of us, the Lord has visited with us this week, and He's woken us up. He's grabbed us, and we were asleep, so to speak. The Bible tells us, let me give you some verses, in the book of Romans in chapter number 13 and verse number 11, and that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. Amen. I mean, this expectation of seeing God is getting closer every day. Amen. Well, listen, but some of us, we kind of fell asleep in this old world. It lulled us to sleep, forgetting that Jesus is coming back and forgetting that one day we're going to have to stand before Him and give an account of the things which we have done. Amen. And we've just been asleep, and the good Lord of heaven has come our way this week, some of us, and He's just visited with us there in the pew. He didn't grab us and shake us, so everybody's going, what's going on? No. He just gently slid right in there with us, my friend, and you'd be amazed at what little area it takes for God to get in on. And He slid right in there, and He said, hey, He whispered sweet peace to you that no one else heard. And He spoke to you, and He said, it's time to wake up. And He woke you up, made you realize, hey, I haven't been about the Father's business. I haven't been serving the Lord. And God's saying, that's right. I'm here to remind you of your great salvation that you might start enjoying it again like you once have. Ain't He good? Praise the Lord. He's done that this week, but hold on. We're going to have to hurry through all this because some of you just won't wait. But not only that, but He's broken some of us up. I've seen folks come to the altar this week. I mean, it was kind of like watching them as they... and come down the aisle. It's almost like they've been asleep. Literally, God's woken them up. But I've seen folks come down the aisle, tears rolling down their cheeks. You know what that is? God's broken them up. Amen. He's been breaking hearts this week. God's so good. You say, well, that's not good. God to break you. Oh, but you see, our old heart is stony. It's hard. It's cold. Yeah, that's the heart of man. And God's broken it up. And He's given us a new heart. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. You came broken and God took you and loved you and said, it's all right because I'm here. And when you went back to the pew, He walked right back there with you. For those that He woke up, He's been gouging you ever since, keeping you awake. Listen to that. Do you hear that song? Boy, didn't the choir do a fantastic job? Man, those young men, I never heard them sing before. Usually they're back there going, amen. They sang out this morning. I enjoyed that. Wasn't it beautiful? That was the Lord kind of. Are you listening? Amen. And then for you that He broke your heart, He went back to the pew with you. And every once in a while, He reaches in with His big old finger of spirit. And He punches your heart. Not to hurt you, but to just put a little pressure there. So all of a sudden, some of you are like me. God can point at you and you just start crying. Amen. And you know, listen to me. I'm not apologizing. I love it. Amen. I love it to have God to touch my heart. And if it brings tears, if it brings this old chin kind of quivering, bless the name of Jesus. It's all right. Amen. But He's there with us, folks. He breaks our heart. Let me give you a verse of Scripture in the Bible in Hosea chapter 10 and verse number 12. He says, "Sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap in mercy, break up your fallow ground." This is ground that has been left untilled, untended to. And God says it's time you break that up, my friend, to seek the Lord till He come and rain righteousness upon you. And so God has had to break us up. Why? Because He's been bringing righteousness to us, but we haven't been prepared to accept it until this week. And God has moved up on us there in our pew. Maybe not everybody. Maybe not even the one next to you. They may have been one that's asleep. It could have been. I don't know, okay? But with you, He's dealing with brokenness. Amen. Isn't He awesome to know? Listen, He didn't... Oh, I'm sorry, I've been speaking to the wrong one. No, that's not God. The way He's spoken to you is because that's the way you needed it. Isn't He awesome? Praise His holy name. Listen, hang on to this. It's not only that He broke some of us up, my friend, but He stirred some of us up. Amen. There's been a few times in the service I thought, "Oh, they're getting a little bit on the loose side." Amen. I mean with a, amen. Yeah, some have been telling me about going home to their house and getting in the house, closing the door, making sure there's no one around, and they go, "Woo! It's been reported, and one did it three times." Yeah! Amen. He stirred some of us up that needed stirring. Amen. We've been like that old pot. Everything's been sticking to the sides. Getting dried out and sticking to the sides. Can't do nothing with you. And God's been stirring some up. Isn't He awesome? He just... And then lets you go. Have you ever done that? You ever see something in a glass? A little speck in there, and you take a spoon and you do this, and that thing starts that little... Yeah. And watch it, yeah, as it's twirling. Watch that little thing. It's been that little speck or something that's in there. Watch as it goes. And it's going around, and all of a sudden it gets right in the center, and it looks like it's just sitting there. But in reality, it's still going just around and around. Listen to me. That's the way some of us are. We ain't doing nothing. We're just going around and around. But God, He knows how to stir us up to get some good out of us. And some of you, God has stirred up. He's got you excited. You say, "How do you know?" You've been telling me. Testimonies this morning in Sunday school was telling me. Some said, "Woke up this week, Brother Danny." Amen. Some have said, "Oh, my heart's been broken. And oh, I'm rejoicing over it now." Amen. You've been telling me. And some have just gotten stirred up. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Woo! Amen. I'm waiting on some of you men. You women don't kick that high. Amen. But I'm waiting on you, some of you to just have a hallelujah time. But listen to me. If you don't, that's okay. As long as you're having a hallelujah time in here. Amen. But it is all right. Woo! Every once in a while, that's all right. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's all right. Amen. He stirs us up. The Bible tells us in 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse number 13. Let me turn over there right quick. 2 Peter chapter number 1 and verse number 13. He says, "Yea, I think it meet." See, some of you don't think preachers ought to stir us up. Well, that's, the Bible says in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 13, "Yea, I think it meet, as long as I'm in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance." In other words, to remind you. Boy, we need it. We need to be reminded how good God is to us. Amen. It has been reported among you, one of you, that has gotten so stirred up this week that when they wake up in the morning, they say, "Thank you, Lord, I can see. Thank you, Lord, I was able to get up today." Now that's getting stirred up. That's taking it a bit far. No, that's when you're excited about what God's doing in your life. Even the little things that, well, Brother Danny, but that, you know, everybody woke up. Everybody opened their eyes. No, not everyone. Well, everybody gets up. No, not everyone. And even if they all did, I still ought to praise the Lord that I was one of them. Amen. I'm telling you, folks, we ought to just get stirred up. Amen. He even tells us again in chapter number 3 and verse number 1. He says, "This second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance." He said, I'm doing it again. I'm going to stir you up again. Amen. What are you getting at, Brother Danny? I'm saying that God has visited with us on our little pew right there instead of embarrassing us and saying, Danny, come up here. I want to show folks how bad you have been. I want to show them how good I am. He didn't even make a spectacle like that to show how good he is. Amen. Amen. He just came to me quietly and worked in my heart. Amen. And now you need to be able to see the results without knowing where I was. Ain't God good? He doesn't do things to embarrass us. He loves us. Amen. He loves us. And then, my friend, listen, it's not only to stir us up, but God has visited with some of us this week and He's fired us up. He's built a fire under us because we've just been sitting around doing nothing. And boy, He said, "Hey, listen to me, you're getting weaker and weaker by the moment." Brother Mike has told me this week, he's been here. He came to, I don't remember, first service, last Sunday, was you? Tuesday was your first service here? Tuesday he came. He didn't look so good Tuesday night. Not that he's ever been a handsome guy. That ain't what I'm getting at. God called me to preach, not to lie, okay? So I won't do that. Why Miss Terry married him? I do not know, unless there was a whole lot of money involved. It must have been a quite a sum too, sister. But he came and I thought, bless his heart. But he's come back. And he's come back and it's been reported among you. I don't want to call any names now, so we'll forget Brother Mike, but he's the one that said it. He told me, he said, "I've needed this week because I've just been settled down in my way of living." And he said, "God has spoken to me this week and He's encouraged me." Amen. You know what He did? Built a fire under old Brother Mike. Amen. And though he had good reasons for not being here because of all that he's went through, you know, still, he could still be here anyway. Amen. And God built a fire under him and got him here. Amen. He's wore out today. He's been worn out ever since I've seen him. Amen. But praise the Lord, he's here today. Brother Joe. Amen. I didn't know you could raise that hand. Praise God. Amen. When you get these ages, you're lucky to just raise an eyebrow. Amen. But I tell you, boy, listen, fired up. Fired up. You say, "Well, I haven't been seeing him run up and down the aisle." No, I hadn't seen you do that either. That's not being fired up. Well, I'm talking about in your heart. Jeremiah tells us over in the book of Jeremiah, chapter number 20, and I believe it's verse number 9. He says, "I came to a place in my life where it seemed like everything I tried to do just went wrong." And he said, "I've just decided I'll not make any more mention of his name. I won't talk about him." But I'm going to tell you something. God sure has been good. Now, the Bible says it like this. But it was like there was a fire shut up in his bones. And he could not stay. He could not keep from telling the good news. Amen? And God has done that for some of us this week. He has come and visited with us and He has built a fire under us. Got us excited. Said, "Woo, glory to God." Oh, Peter failed the Lord. Remember? 3 times he denied Christ. On that 3rd time, he began to cuss, use some filthy language to prove that he wasn't a Christian. Oh! You know what that means? That means to prove you are a Christian, you ought to watch your filthy mouth. As a matter of fact, you shouldn't have one. Amen. He's trying to prove he's not a Christian, so he uses that language. Are you getting it this morning? He begins to cuss, and they've all come to the conclusion, okay, he's not one of them. He's not one of those Christians. And that rooster crows. Boy, listen, do you understand? The rooster crowed. What's the big deal? Roosters have been crowing ever since God created roosters. Amen. You say, yeah, but at that particular time, I have heard roosters crow in the middle of the night, in the early morning, in the middle of the day, in the late afternoon. It doesn't matter. Roosters are crazy. Amen. They're like Baptists. They're nuts. Amen. No. It wasn't that. But you know what it was? It was the God of heaven that caused that rooster to crow at that time. It wasn't a time that stood out among all the other people and said, oh boy, God's got a hold to somebody this morning. Was it like that? It was just a rooster crowing, except for Peter. It's like I've been telling you this morning. God's been coming on the pew and talking with you. God spoke to Peter that day as that rooster crowed. It was a message for him. No one else got it. Did you hear that rooster crow? I didn't pay any attention to it. That's the average guy. But Peter, did you hear that rooster? Oh, Peter's over there just weeping. What is wrong? Man, the rooster just crowed. What's the big deal, Peter? Oh, Peter said, oh, God smote my heart. He built the fire under me. I mean, I got to live for him. And he repented, got things right. And a few days later, we find old Peter not cussing, but preaching the word of God. And over 3,000 souls got saved. Why? Because God built a fire under him. Amen. Just yield yourself to the Lord. Last thing I want to share with you, and then we'll give an invitation for about an hour and a half. Amen. Because some of you hadn't got there yet. But listen, God has met with some of us. And when we came in this week sometime, another, maybe even the first of the week, last Sunday, maybe 2 weeks ago, whatever. You know what? We were just down in the mouth, so to speak. All we had to talk about was, oh, Pastor, I've been going through a rough time. Miss Kathy, I don't know if you've heard or not, but I've been going through a rough time. Justin, things in life have just been terrible. Adam, as only I know you. I don't know how things are going in your life, but for me, it's miserable. Life is miserable. Some of us, that was our talk. All we were talking about was me, I. The things I'm going through. Woe is me. I'm just having a hard time in life. We couldn't talk about anything good. I mean, if we tried, we'd say, oh, well, we had a good time last week, but boy, I tell you what, before that and ever since then, it's just been bad, bad, bad. Some of us came in that way. And this week, you know what God has done? God has pulled up right in there beside of us in that pew. And he's been speaking to us. He's been just speaking to us and encouraging us. He's been telling us he's with us and everything's all right. You know what he's done? Not only has he stirred us up and fired us up, my friend, but he has brought us up. Amen? He's brought us out of that valley of despair. In 2 Corinthians in chapter number 15... 1 Corinthians, I'll get there in just a moment. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter number 15 and verse number 57. The Bible says, but thanks be unto God, or thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, he says in verse 58, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, that your labor be not in vain. Amen. what God has done, He has sat there with us in all of our self-pity, all the things that we're going. You say, well, Brother Danny, I am having a rough time. Okay, well, join the crowd. We all have a rough time. Amen. I mean, we all go through deep, dark valleys. We all have those times in life where everything just, boy, it just seems like when you turn it up right, it flips over wrong. Everybody does it. There's no need going joining the club, because to get in the club, you got to be like the rest of us. So we're all part of that club. But God meets with us and He says, hey, be of good courage. Remember the message? Be of good cheer. Oh. But Lord, I'm going through. Your sins are forgiven. Woo! Yeah, glory to God. My sin, did you know all of my sins, not just part, but all of my sins are forgiven? Even those that you will not forgive me of, God already has. He beat you to it. Ha, ha, ha. Amen. I stand before you redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Washed. My sins are washed away. They are gone. They're done away with. Never, ever, never to be remembered again. The Lord will never bring them up. Oh, I forgot. I'm having a rough time. Let me get back to that. See what happens? And the Lord has came this week and took some of us up above our circumstances and situations. They're all still there, but we're not majoring on them anymore, because they're not what means anything to me. It's Him. It's all about Him. Oh, He's been so good to me this week. Amen. I mean, listen to me. You know what God has privileged me to do? He has privileged me by letting me watch as God deals with your heart there in the pew. I've seen that. I've seen that. It's kind of like one hollering, oh, Diane. As he's about to go over the water slide. Amen. I've seen that. But wait. That's not the privilege. The privilege is when we stand. The invitation just barely gets started. And hear that one that's making all those gestures. That one, broken, walks out, comes down and prays. And they get up. If you notice folks that are sincere in their prayer when they come to the altar, when they get up and go back, they always go back a different way. Amen. Well, He takes us, listen, He takes us above our circumstances and situations. They're there. But it don't matter. Because it won't be long till He comes back and gets us to a place where there is no circumstances and situations. Y'all didn't hear that, did you? Testing 1, 2. He takes us above all of that. One day He's going to do that. It's called heaven. There will be no circumstances or situations to ever pull us. Amen. God's done all these marvelous things and much, much more. And some of us will go out of here today saying, boy, that was great. That was wonderful. And tomorrow we've got to go back to the old way of life, because revival meeting is over with. Bless your heart. You really missed it. You didn't really get it. Because God didn't come and give you a 1 week relief. Amen? Amen? God came that we might have life and that we might have it more abundantly. And that means for all of our life. God done that visiting with you this week, that it might continue on next week. You ought to be here Wednesday night. You ought to be here in church expecting God to meet with you. You say, but the revival is over with. No, the revival lives in your heart. Amen. Don't you let the devil take it away from you. Don't give it up to him and say, here, okay, Mr. Devil, it's going to be a fight. It's not worth fighting for. Whoa! It is worth fighting for. It is worth fighting for, because you'll find out next week, still revived. Boy, God still, he didn't just work on me. He's still working on me. A month from now. Woo! Praise the Lord. God's still working on me. This time next year, we come back for revival if the pastor will let us. If he don't charge us too much. He's been kind of going up on the rates here of late, you know. But we come back next year and I come in and I see all of you. All of you back next year on the Sunday morning that we start. All of you are here. And I think, well, praise the Lord, maybe they'll get right again. And then I realize, they never got wrong. They've been living for the Lord all year? Impossible. Wait. There's some of you that were here last year, and you were revived when we got here, and you were revived when we got here this year. Yeah. It is possible. So what do we do then, Brother Danny? If we all get right, but I notice next year, in between you and that other one that I recognize, there's a new face. Some visitor that has come in. And you know what they're doing? I say, yes, another candidate. Amen. Lord, you see him. God says, I got him. Amen. And he starts working. Listen, my dear friend, if you're here lost today, what you need is Jesus Christ. Amen. You need him as your personal Savior. That he'll come and sit down beside of you and speak to your heart. Not our heart, but your heart. Because you know what I want him to do? Speak to my heart. Not y'all's heart, but mine. Amen. And if you're lost, you need him as your Savior this morning. The Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That means every one of us. Everybody I've been talking about this morning, how God's come and visited with you and done that particular thing in your life. Listen to me. You started out an old sinner going to a devil's hell. And God loved you so much that he gave his only begotten Son to die on the cross of Calvary and shed his precious blood that you and I might have the forgiveness of our sins. Amen. And some of us have accepted that work, if you will, that God did at Calvary through his Son, so that you and I would not have to work toward that. Amen. Why? Because it is a gift of God. God gives us salvation. All we have to do is receive. And this morning you can be saved. Christian, I still want to remind you, next week, next month, next year, don't let the devil have your joy. Don't let him snatch away from you what God has put in you this week. You don't have to. If you do, it's your choice. You know what you ought to do this morning? And I'm honest. And it won't make a bit of difference in my life as to what you do other than encouragement. But what I'm about to say is this. You ought to come to the altar. You say, Brother Danny, I did that just about all week. And boy, God has really done a fantastic work in my life. Praise God. But you ought to come to the altar this morning and say, Lord, I know I've thanked you, but I want to thank you again for what you've done in my life this week. But Lord, not only do I want to thank you, Lord, I want to make a covenant with you. I want to be found living for you next week and the next month and the next year and year after year until your Son comes again. Lord, I want you to count on me. I've sure been able to count on you. But Lord, I want to turn the tables. I want you to count on me. And God, I know me. I'm not strong enough for you to count on me. But I'm asking you to help me. And if you help me, Lord, if you'll do it, I'll be the vessel. You just do the work through me. And God, with your help, I'll be here next year and the next and on till Jesus comes. We ought to flood the altar this morning, Christians, and ask God to help us. If you're lost without Jesus, you ought to come. If you haven't yet got things right, listen to me. Folks are going to be coming in just a moment to the altar. You ought to get right in with them and come and get things right with the Lord this morning. Let Him wake you up. Let Him stir you up. Let Him break you up. Let Him fire you up. Let Him take you up above all the situations and circumstances. Just let God do what He wants to do in your life. You'll be a happy person. Let's all stand. Everyone standing, every head bowed this morning. Pastor's going to be up front. Piano player's coming this morning. Would you obey the Lord? Would you just obey Him? Father, Lord, I wished I knew how to preach. I wished I knew how to give an invitation. But then again, Lord, if I did, I'd rely on me. So I guess it's best, Lord, that I just let You do it. And so, Lord, we ask You this morning that You will do that. I pray that You'll speak to the hearts of men and women, boys and girls. I pray, dear God, and Lord, everybody's been a blessing this week. It's been so encouraging. But I pray, Lord, that You'll help us, Lord, today to realize what great work You've done in our heart. And help us, dear Lord, not to yield to the devil, but, Lord, help us to yield to You. I pray, dear Heavenly Father, those that are here lost, that come and tell the pastor, Pastor, I'm lost without Jesus, but I don't want to die in my sins and go to hell. I want to be saved. I pray they'd come this morning and do that very thing. Pray and ask You to save them. Lord, help us Christians now to obey You. Do that that You want us to do. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. Let's keep our heads bowed this morning. Invitation has begun. Would you come? Say, but Brother Danny, what if the altar fills up? I say, hallelujah. I want to holler out and say, dear Lord, would You look at Your people? They love You. Oh, we stumble and fall every once in a while, Lord, but we still love You. Would You look at Your people as we fall before You this morning, thanking You for what You've done and asking You to keep doing it, Lord? Would You just keep doing it? Why don't You come today? And if you're here today lost without Jesus, why don't You come? Why don't You come this morning and let God do a work in your life? Would You do that? Would You come and let the Lord do a work in your life? You see, you don't have to get up here before everybody and tell everybody all the things you've been doing. No, no, no. God is a personal God. My friend, listen, all you need to do is come to Him and talk to Him. You don't have to go through everybody else. You don't even have to go through anyone else. Just come and talk with God. Won't you come? Dear friend, if you're lost without Jesus, your good intentions, your trying is all in vain. My friend, according to the Bible, the only ones that are going to heaven are those that have their name written in the book of life. And the only way to get it there is through Jesus Christ. Won't you come? Won't you come this morning? As the Lord speaks to you, would you come and let Him deal with your heart? Come on. Young people, boy, it's good to see young people in the altar, isn't it? Praise the Lord. Young people, you ought to surrender it all to the Lord right now. There's no need going through the heartaches and troubles and trials that some of us have carried ourselves through. You don't have to go through that life of misery. No, 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 no. The Lord has promised us victory in Jesus. Victory in Jesus. You don't have to go through those awful heartaches and troubles that mom and dad has went through. You don't have to. Amen. Oh, you're going to have troubles and trials. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying some of the things that mom and dad went through, they brought it upon themselves because they would not surrender it unto the Lord. And they're still suffering. They still have scars because of it. You don't have to do that. You can come and live a victorious life even through the circumstances and situations, as we've already said. Though they come, we can be above those and just go ahead. Why? Because our God is above them. Do you know circumstances do not affect God? Amen. Situations do not affect God. You don't find Him up and down, in and out. Oh, no. He's always up, and He's always in. Amen. Why don't you come this morning? Would you obey the Lord this morning? Pastor.